You're listening to SBS News.
It has been revealed that Scott Morrison was secretly sworn into additional portfolios on top of his role as Prime Minister between March 2020 and May 2021. It was initially established that former leader took on the health and finance portfolios during the pandemic in 2020, but he told Radio 2GB that the measures were taken at the time as a safety precaution.
And they were there as a safeguard, they were there as redundancy, because both of the powers in those portfolios, they weren't overseen by cabinet. So the minister himself, and in both cases, had powers that few, if any, ministers in our Federation's history were having.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has confirmed there were a total of five portfolios assumed by Mr. Morrison.
He was appointed to administer the Department of Health on the 14th of March 2020, the Department of Finance on the 30th of March 2020, the Department of Home Affairs on the 6th of May 2021, the Department of the Treasury on 6th of May 2021, and the Department of Industry, Science, Energy and Resources on the 15th of April 2021.
The Governor-General says the portfolio appointments were made under Section 64 of the Constitution, in line with how ministerial appointments are conducted. Mr. Albanese expressed disdain at the situation, accusing the previous government of operating in secret and misleading Parliament.
I cannot conceive of the mindset that has created this. And I cannot conceive of how a cabinet allows that to happen. I also cannot conceive of how a cabinet committee of one is established. And that's an issue that we've been raising for a period of time. This is a sad indictment. Of not just Mr. Morrison, but all those cabinet colleagues of his who sat back and allowed this to happen.
Some of Mr. Morrison's cabinet colleagues claimed they were unaware of the situation of things at the time, including those whose own ministries were seized, one of which is former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, who has also condemned Mr. Morrison's actions. Ms. Andrews says these revelations undermine the integrity of government and calls on him to resign and quit Parliament.
Whilst there may well have been very good reasons why he was being sworn into various portfolios, the fact that it was not discussed with the minister responsible and that there was no public announcement about what was happening and why it was happening is absolutely unacceptable. You can't govern in a veil of secrecy. And I think in terms of openness and transparency, at the least, there should have been a proper announcement about why this action needed to be taken, because I'm still at a loss to explain it. I think that Scott Morrison needs to resign and he needs to leave Parliament. I mean, this is just unacceptable.
Former Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has defended Scott Morrison in the midst of criticism, offering some context to the situation. He says it was not unusual for Prime Minister to prepare contingency plans in case cabinet members got sick.
Well, I knew that he had signed himself in as the Health Minister, and he made these decisions at an extraordinary time in Australian public life. We hadn't been confronted with a situation like this for 100 years. Indeed, he took decisions based on what was almost a wartime footing. Scott Morrison made the right calls at the right time to keep Australians safe. The fact that the Prime Minister was going to take, should the situation arise, responsibility for health, I don't think is an unusual outcome. And the situation was too, Parliament wasn't sitting. We had an extraordinary situation where Parliament was in abeyance. Most people were becoming used to Zoom meetings and telepresence meetings because people were locked down.
The former Prime Minister claims he only exercised his additional ministerial powers once, as Resources Minister, to reject a proposed gas project off Sydney's shores. He has since apologised to his colleagues and the public in a lengthy statement on social media, but insists the unprecedented move was justified due to the devastating impacts of the pandemic.
we had to take some extraordinary measures to put safeguards in place. Fortunately, Ben, none of these, in the case of the finance and the health portfolio, were required to be used. And they were there as a safeguard. They were there as a redundancy.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has asked the Solicitor General for legal advice over former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's decisions. Mr. Albanese says the Solicitor General will report back to him on Monday next week. Omar Bello, SBS News.